Good morning. High pressure continues to build into interior New York and New England, and that high cleared the skies out last night. Although the wind has been persistent all night long out of the northwest and will continue today, at times gusting over 20, even 30 miles per hour. So with brilliant sunshine, we'll come off our morning lows, which are mainly in the 30s, and push back through the 40s and into the middle and upper 50s on average for afternoon highs. The wind from time to time will, though, add a chill to the air. We'll lose the wind tonight as high pressure settles in overhead. It'll be clear through most of the night, with some high clouds moving into the Mohawk Valley, western Catskills, and greater Capital District toward morning. Still, though, chilly lows with readings back down into the upper 20s and lower 30s. We'll have some sunshine for the first half of the day tomorrow. Then clouds will roll in as a front will head our way from the west for your Friday. I think it'll be dry throughout the region into the evening hours with temperatures in the lower 60s. Showers will become likely through the evening tomorrow and especially overnight tomorrow night as that front makes its way toward us. We'll continue to see a threat for showers into the early morning hours on Saturday, then a bit of a break, still mostly cloudy skies, but a few showers are possible again the second half of the day. Highs should be around 60 for the first half of the weekend. Then as that system clears through on Sunday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather, although temperatures will be back into the upper 50s. A persistent and slow-moving weather pattern will remain with us into the early part of next week. We should stay dry with some sun on Monday, but highs will only reach the upper 50s, then around 60 for both Tuesday and Wednesday, and will increase the chance of scattered showers into the midweek period. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the lower and middle Mississippi valleys and the western Tennessee Valley. As temperatures warm to near 80 degrees, instability will increase from northeastern Texas into the lower and mid Mississippi Valley regions. At the same time, a corridor of focused deep layer ascent will shift eastward through Missouri and Arkansas along and just ahead of a cold front in association with the mid-level wind energy. As this zone of ascent interacts with increasingly unstable air, storms are expected to develop over Missouri, Arkansas, and possibly northeastern Texas and Louisiana during the afternoon and spread eastward toward the Tennessee Valley region. Large hail and damaging wind gusts will be the initial primary threats, but a couple of tornadoes will also be possible. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada, at 5 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Denver, Colorado, at 7:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. At Mount Washington this morning, blowing snow and fog, 12 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 70 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 35 degrees, the dew point 16, 46% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.86 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 14 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and windy in the mid-60s, Boston, sunny and windy near 60, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs right around 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 55 degrees, the low, 40. The average temperature, 48. That's 3 degrees below normal. 0.05 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 1.12 inches of liquid equivalent precipitation. That's 1.32 inches below normal. And 9.63 inches of precipitation since the first of the year, which is 0.81 of an inch below normal. There were 17 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 404, and 6,668 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low, 40. The record high, 81, set in both 2001 and 1885, and the record low, 25, in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 6 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:48 p.m., 13 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, but windy and cool today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s, even staying in the 40s across the mountains. Clear and cold tonight, with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, but windy and a bit cool today, with highs around 60. Clear and cold tonight, with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny but windy and cool today, with highs in the mid-50s. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds, with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny but windy and a bit cool today, with highs around 60. Clear and cold tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny but windy and cool today, with highs in the upper 50s. Clear early tonight, then some increasing high clouds toward morning, and lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine, then increasing clouds late in the day, dry through the afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. Showers Friday night and Saturday morning, then mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers Saturday afternoon and highs around 60. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday in the upper 50s, mostly sunny upper 50s on Monday, and a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers for both Tuesday and Wednesday with highs near 60. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.